Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, July 4th, 2021, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jessica. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to his hometown and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his own kin and in his own house." And Jesus could do no deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. This is the gospel of the Lord. I can't help, when I read this gospel, to think about talking with my brothers. You know, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, among his own kin, and in his own house. It's so true what Jesus says, you know, talking to friends or family and talking about faith or different things, you know, not necessarily absorbing it as much because, you know, just like in this scene where Jesus is preaching and all this amazing things, people are thinking in their heads, who's this? I mean, he played with our kids. We know him. He's the carpenter. He's son of Joseph and Mary, and his family's here. Where is he getting all this? We don't expect that from him. And this gospel reminds me of kind of how we can, because of, I think, our prejudgment, our perception of how maybe the gospel and how Jesus is supposed to work, we can really limit the power of God's grace in our lives. You know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, even for Jesus, when he was preaching and healing and sharing, people had this particular image of who the Messiah was going to be. And, you know, was probably going to be some political leader to restore, you know, the kingdom of Israel, like King David and that. And Jesus was saying, no, this is a different, you know, your expectations are not the reality. This is how the kingdom is supposed to be rooted, in love, in sacrifice, of gentleness, of forgiveness. And what sometimes we can close off how the Lord will work in our lives by kind of limiting, you know, his power by saying, no, Lord, you're supposed to do this for me. This is how things are supposed to unfold. And we can kind of cut off, because in this gospel, Jesus says that he was kind of, he could not believe the unbelief, you know. And Jesus could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. They didn't trust in him. They didn't listen to the words of life that he was offering. But they had already assumed he had nothing important to say. And even when they did realize, well, where's this all coming from? Isn't he a carpenter's son? And really limited the effectiveness and openness. They closed their hearts and judgment. And don't we do that in our day-to-day lives when we, you know, encounter someone and kind of, you know, kind of what they're saying, where they're from or how they're dressed, we kind of all of a sudden kind of judge them. And we kind of, you know, we set a marked expectation of what they could or could not do. We can do that with the Lord as well, you know. Lord, I need you to do this, or this is what I'm expecting from you, you know, setting up these expectations and kind of framing things in our own way instead of being open, being humble, and coming to the feet of the Master saying, Lord, you have the words of eternal life, and encountering people and accepting them for who they are and what gift they are and how they, their giftedness, their uniqueness helps us in our journey of life. You know, this gospel is reminding me of this need for openness, need for attentiveness to those around me, not to prejudge, but to listen, to engage, to encounter those around me, you know, and seeing people as gift, but also then have that same approach with the Lord in this openness, being willing to grow, being willing to hear things in different ways, and maybe hearing the same things in a different light. You know, sometimes you can get caught up in reading the scripture or hearing this gospel at Mass and think, well, I know, I've heard this before. I know what this is all about. I can tune out. And yet the scriptures, of course, the Lord, there is a continual refreshness, a continual renewal, and a kind of overflowing grace that if we are attentive, if we are open, if we desire this deepening connection with the Lord, just like with those around us, we will benefit. We will be richly blessed. We will be filled with grace. And not kind of just set some limitations, which then we miss out, which then we don't understand, in which way then we become less of who we're supposed to be. You know? So we approach this weekend in this gospel, making sure that we're attentive to those people around us and how the Lord speaks through all of them. Those whom we know well and those who we maybe encounter for the first time. But also this approaching Christ with a purely open heart, ready and willing to sometimes hear things over and over again. And based on our circumstances, based on the challenges that we face, there is this richness. So let us not limit, let us not suppress Christ in our lives and the good news based on our expectations, based on our parameters of how the Lord's supposed to work in our lives. Let us be open, let us be welcoming, and let Jesus transform us, renew us, and bring us to peace always. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.